As a business owner, how helpful would it be for you to have employee training and industry resources at your fingertips? That's why Federated Mutual Insurance Company recently launched MyShield, the online client destination for risk management resources. MyShield has resources to help your business with risk management. Already a Federated client? What are you waiting for? Get registered today so you can jump on MyShield through federatedinsurance.com or download the app. If you're not already a client, talk to your Federated marketing rep today. At Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
Hockey! Yeah.
My favorite.
It's Judd's Hockey Show.
And it's not just Judd's Hockey Show. Oh, no. As we near the weekend and the Wild playing a couple games over the weekend, but we don't have a game to talk about right now because Judd Zolgad and Declan Goff have a very special edition of Judd's Hockey Show for you. With the March, I believe it's 21st trade deadline slowly but surely creeping towards us, it is time for JHS Reckless Speculation Edition. That's right. The trade rumors are flying fast and furious in the National Hockey League. The Wild has been linked to a few names already. That will only heat up in the coming weeks and the coming month. And so, Declan Goff, we are going to unveil a list of names and potential scenarios that could land those players with the Wild. And may I tease it by saying this as well? Right before you flipped on the equipment that sent us live and also in podcast form, you said a name that is going to be, I think, a new name. I don't think I've seen this one, maybe in passing, but the last one will be a name that might excite people. It might infuriate some who believe that reckless speculation is something that should be kept away from them. But I'm very excited to get going here. So are you prepared to get going? I will start by giving you the names, and I'd like to hear your thoughts first.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, the surprise name I'm excited to talk about.
I know you are.
I'm really excited to hear you talk about it. And I can make the case for it. I'll put on my Bill Guerin face here and do my best.
Are you prepared to face the wrath of the JHS crew that clearly hate watches or listens to us? And they'll clearly get back to you on Twitter. Are you prepared for their wrath?
Well, yeah, I am prepared for the wrath. I'm also prepared for, I'll say the name because it's a certain celebrity who I think would be very upset with me. He's one of my favorite TV characters ever, but he's a very diehard member of this team. And I think he would be very upset that I'd suggest this trade, but we'll get there. Okay. We'll get there. Slow burn.
All right. Let's start off with name one. Let's go big game hunting, but this name has been out there a lot, so it's not going to surprise people. I think the price tag will be enormous, but there have been definite credible trade speculation reports linking this name to the Wild that go well beyond Judd's Hockey Show. JT Miller, veteran center, 28 years old, Vancouver Canucks. The interesting thing here, Dex, is he would come here with a year left on his contract. The cap hit for 2022-23 for JT Miller, $5.25 million. But he would give you an absolute top six, top line guy. JT Miller, break it down with your thoughts on that one.
JT Miller, I think of all these names we're going to discuss, potentially costs the most. He's under a very friendly deal. He's a nice player. He's not going to come cheap, but his name's been bantered about because Vancouver's kind of going through some turnover right now, and it could make some sense for them to move on, especially if they want to eventually pay Brock Besser. There just makes a lot of sense why Vancouver would part with JT Miller. That's not to suggest they're going to put pennies on the dollar and just accept him back for a bag of chips, because I think he's going to cost a ton. I think he would cost at least one first-round pick, if probably not two. Likely either a top prospect or a very established player who probably is under similar money-wise cap hit money-wise, so they can kind of balance some of that out, at least in the short term from Vancouver. So JT Miller, I think, would be an instant upgrade in the Wild's lineup. It would give you three very solid centers in Ryan Hartman, JT Miller, Joel Eriksson Ek, but it would probably cost a pretty penny to make this happen. And I don't know if the Wild would be willing to make that cost happen.
Okay, so I saw a report that it would cost a team three or four top prospects. I saw another tweet from a reporter, I believe, who covers the Penguins, who I guess have inquired as well, that said it would cost you a first round pick, a current first round pick on your roster, and a current player. So if we're talking about, so if the asking price is a first round pick for 2022, which you would have to do, and I think that Bill Guerin would do, Marco Rossi and a current player. I think there's a scenario under which the ask might be Fiala as well. That's a ton.
Yes, it is.
That's a ton, but again, including Fiala, now, I think he's playing great, and the chemistry with Matthew Boldy really intrigues me. That being said, with a year of team control left as well, Miller would give you a guy who you would almost certainly keep plugged into your lineup through the start of next season. But if we're talking first round pick, Marco Rossi, and like a Fiala talent, what are your thoughts?
I can't give up Rossi for that. I understand that that's what they would want back, and I can understand right. why that's the cost of admission. I have hesitations giving up Rossi, but I understand why Vancouver would do that. I mean, JT Miller is playing very well. He's been a point-for-game player. He's a former. He scores about 25 goals a season. He's been damn good with Vancouver for a long time. He's gotten Selke votes before. He's even gotten Hart Trophy votes before. He's a good player. It would solve the Wild center issues without having to commit long-term or long-term money to someone. Basically, if you acquired Miller and you didn't get rid of Rossi, he would be the placeholder for Marco Rossi to ease him into that transition. So I understand why that would happen, but it's probably going to be too much. It's probably going to be too much. And JT Miller is a nice player. He's a nice player. Very solid player. I don't know if I can give up two first round picks and a top prospect to get him. I think that's too much to ask.
I think Bill Guerin says no.
Me too.
I think you're right. And I think that, so I think if they ask for a first round pick, Rossi and Fiala, I think Bill Guerin probably counters with a first round pick. Fiala's a possibility. I'm not a huge fan of trading him, but I see scenarios both from a player standpoint and cap standpoint where he might be moved, being yep. RFA after this season, who, you know, is obviously going to be costly. Rossi, I don't think that Bill Guerin will trade. Now, I guess the question becomes, can you get that prospect? Can you trade a prospect that's not Rossi that the Canucks would take? The problem then is you inevitably would have teams bidding against you that might be willing to pay more. And my feeling on Guerin is this. I don't think he's willing to mortgage things. Like, he definitely wants to win and seize the opportunity right now, but I don't think he's going to do something that could really hurt the franchise going forward for mm-hmm. the sake of 2021-22. So this intrigues me, and I think JT Miller would be a very good fit potentially, but I'm with you. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it. He's a nice if they can get him for lesser costs, I'm all for it, but I don't think that'll happen. I don't think that happens.
I agree with you. All right. Second one is a bit of a predicament that this guy has a lot of control over his potential destination if he accepts a trade. Philadelphia Flyers captain, veteran Claude Giroux, who has, I believe it is a full no move clause. So they're a bad team. It makes sense at this point in his career for him to sign off on a trade. But he has enough control where he can literally call his shots and block trades. That being said, I would think that the Wild's openings and potential here for a guy who would be a rental would be interested in coming here. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that Claude Giroux would shoot down a trade to the Wild automatically. It might not be his first choice. But this one wouldn't be cheap. But I will say, because he doesn't have a term left on his contract, it definitely wouldn't be the asking price of a guy like JT. And the interesting thing too, Dex, about Giroux is because he's got a ton of control here, he could sort of almost dictate, the Kings might offer the Flyers a ton, but if he doesn't want to go to Los Angeles, he's not going there.
Mm-hmm.
Claude Giroux.
Yeah, I'm curious in this, and he's 34. He just turned 34, excuse me. So he's entering UFA status, so he'll be, you know, entering his age 35 season next summer when he goes to the bidding war for to be a UFA. And Drew's still very productive. He's a good player. He's been a damn good player for the Flyers his entire career. He's the captain there. But I don't think he's going to get the big-time money that he got on his first contract. And he's under a contract right now for, I believe, $8.5 million. Now, I need a capologist to help me out here and figure out if, because he's played half the season, does that mean when you trade him, is half his salary retained?
Prorated, yeah.
Prorated. If you do trade him, is Philadelphia still maybe going to take absorb a little bit of that cap hit just to get rid of him?
You know, so sweeten the pot.
So there's kind of factors at play here. I don't think you have to give up because he's a UFA, because he's 34, and because he might just say, "Get me out." I do want to chase a cup. It's not going to happen here in Philly. I want to go to a contender right now. I have a lot of leverage right here. I think it only costs like one draft pick. I think it costs maybe a first, maybe case it's only a second round pick. I would be interested in doing a first round pick for Claude Giroux for two reasons. Number one, he would make you better immediately. He's a veteran playoff guy who's been there and done that. And again, I think there is a case to be made if he liked it here, he could be potentially re-signed at a reasonable deal entering his age 35 season. And if your argument is on any of these trades that we're suggesting, well, like you just can't be trading first round picks. Well, the Wild haven't been doing that lately. They don't do that under Bill Guerin, and Guerin's reluctant to do that. But why Guerin would do that is your prospect pool is great right now. So like your prospect pool is coming up. So it's okay to get rid of one of those lottery tickets if your prospects that you have drafted and are developing are hitting and developing it at good increments, right? So it's totally okay to give up a first-round pick for a Claude Giroux, for anyone for that matter. So that's where I think Giroux actually makes more sense. I think it's more likely than JT Miller. If you were telling me to put odds on it, which one is more likely the Wild would be interested in acquiring and which one's more likely that the Wild could acquire, it would be Claude Giroux over JT Miller.
I agree because I think it would cost you a first-round pick.
Yep.
I don't think you could get him for a second round pick. Now, part of this also depends largely on how many teams he'll consider going to. Because, like, if he's like, "Oh, I'll consider five or six teams," then our guy Chuck Fletcher can start the potential bidding war, right? But if he's like, "There's only like two teams, guys," then it's smaller. So Giroux has a huge say here. The parallel trade, and I do not think that Claude Giroux is this good, but I think the parallel trade and a guy who got traded for, I think, much less than people expected at the time, Declan, is last year when Buffalo ended up trading Taylor Hall to Boston. Now, Hall was not playing as well for Buffalo at that time as Giroux is now for the Flyers.
Yes,
but
point.
I mean, he won an MVP. He's a very productive player, especially on the right team, and Hall went to Boston and proved that. But I think the parameters of that trade were actually not bad. And so I'm sort of with you in the fact that if you want to go pure rental guy to plug in, he's a captain, so he has to be a pretty damn good locker room guy, which would be my concern. Like, the one thing is, if I'm Bill Guerin, and he knows this, the one thing that you're going to be very, I think, careful about is upsetting things, because that room right now is so good. But if you plant a guy who is 34, a captain, in that room, I think it's going to be absolutely fine. I'm sort of with you. I think that this trade actually, the Miller trade's fun to talk about, and I think it'd be extremely attractive, but I don't know that it's realistic, because the asking price is going to be big and the amount of teams that are going to come calling on him will probably be long. I think the Giroux trade specifics make more sense. So I'm with you. I think Claude Giroux is definitely, as long as he accepts a trade here, he is a realistic target, where I think JT is a bit more like trying to shoot for the stars, and you're probably not going to get that.
I don't even know if it's necessarily shooting for the stars with JT. It's just it's going to take moving and shaking to make it happen. And also, Guerin is more likely to evaluate Claude Giroux and know he's fine in that room. Like, Claude Drew's a captain, right, and he's played in a tough city, and he knows what it takes. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if there was more character issues with JT Miller than there would be with Claude Giroux plugging and playing someone from in a trade deadline scenario, which Guerin has experience from both sides of the coin on that as a player and as an executive. So yep. I just think that's another reason why it would make more sense that Claude Giroux is a legitimate target.
So that is two down. We've got at least four, if not five, Judd's Hockey Show. We appreciate you watching. This is a reckless speculation edition because the National Hockey League trade deadline is in late March.
Speculation.
This will be the first of many. And before we get to name three, I want to tell you about a trade that I would make 100 out of 100 times. And that is a trade of my old clothes and the additional weight that has come off thanks to my friends at Livia Weight Control. Centers down 30 plus pounds. That's right, 30 plus pounds. And I want you to join me now in making the same type of trade so that when spring hits, your old clothes fit. And best of all, you feel good. You look good. It's I did an 8-week challenge. You get your first 8 weeks for free. That's right. Your first 8 weeks for free. In the first 8 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, I lost 26 pounds. Imagine you're getting to March. Spring is starting. The birds are chirping. You got all those clothes that didn't fit last spring, but they fit now. 8-week challenge. And again, first 8 weeks for free. 855 go LIVEA or Livia.com. Livia.com, 855 go LIVEA. And the best part, in state or out, they can help you. Because if you don't live in the Twin Cities metro area, you know what? You can get a consultation. Can get a Zoom, can sign up, can get your food, and lose the weight. Livia.com. Check it out and tell them that Judd's Hockey Show in Score North sent you. All right, name number three. This one's not going to be as attractive, but as Deck said, we are definitely going to pay this off at the end. Ottawa Senators center. He is 27, 6'1", Chris Tierney. A second-round pick of the San Jose Sharks, Declan, in 2017. Chris Tierney was traded to the Sens in the Eric Carlson trade, was a big-time prospect. From 2017 to 2019-20, he scored 16, 10, and 11 goals. Right now, he is on their depth chart. He is the Senators' third-line center, Chris Tierney.
Look, I think a lot of people see the Chris Tierney one. And by the way, Pierre McGuire was in attendance at Monday's game. Making his rounds, acting
with
like
the GM.
Yeah, as he's
the GM was there.
He's the executive, I think, personnel, whatever title in Ottawa. So he kind of works right in hand with the GM for that. And I think there was some scoffing when the initial report, because there was Hockey Rumors had it, and I forget who else had it, but like it was JT Miller and also Chris Tierney. So the Senators were checking in on the Wild and vice versa. And I think a lot of people saw Chris Tierney as like, well, what's Chris Tierney going to do? Like just a bottom six guy. And to be honest, he is. He's on a crummy Ottawa team. So let me preface that. He's on a horrible Ottawa team. So let's not just look at what he's done in Ottawa as like, oh, like I'm not even worth it. That's such a bad team, and Hockey Mojo definitely affects your play. I'm not completely going to rule out there. And a lot of people probably said, well, is he really an improvement over a Frederick Goudreau? And I don't know. I'm guessing he probably is the same level kind of player as Freddie Goudreau, but he's also a guy who scored, 17 goals with San Jose 4 years ago. And the idea here is, well, because he's having a down year, because he's Chris Tierney, you're only going to have to give up a late-round pick to probably land him. So this might come off as boring to start, and I can get why. I'm not going to be jumping for joy necessarily either. If they made this trade, I wouldn't be applauding Bill Guerin, but there could be probably something in here that the Wild that other teams haven't seen yet that the Wild can unlock and get him back to maybe playing to the player he was in San Jose. And it wouldn't cost you a lot. You know, this is the kind of move where, you know, when the Wild would get Sean Bergenheim or when they got Chris Stewart the second time, like it was, those weren't sexy moves, but it was depth moves and it kind of worked for them. It was okay. Chris Tierney, there might be something there. And because he is a center, I can see it working. I'm not going to be in love if they make this trade. Obviously, don't overpay for him, and I don't think they will. But I wouldn't scoff at the idea or just be completely in shell shock if they gave up a fifth-round pick for Chris Tierney.
I wonder what the price would be because he was a pretty good prospect at one time. Now he is statistically in 37 games this season at 5 goals, 5 assists. So that's not great. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing is he is a UFA after this season. He's playing on a cap hit of $3.5 million for 2021-22. I'm just trying to go through the thought process here. So if you traded for him, you basically would consider him to be an upgrade on Goudreau, correct?
That would be the thought.
Because so here's the weird thing, and it works, but it's weird. The weird thing for this team, Dex, is this. Erickson Ek is anchored to, and I guess rightfully so, his line, right? But that line plays basically a third line role, but they're damn good. And so it's weird because we talk about the lines and ordinarily it's just clear cut. And I guess there's a case to be made that the Ek line is the second line, the de facto second line. But like, as far as top six scoring talent goes, as good as Foligno has been, I think of the top six as including Fiala, right? So I guess in sort of the weird way that this works, no matter what you want to consider the line, if you traded for Tierney, you would be plugging him into the Fiala Boldy line and demoting Goudreau to either take Sturm's place
or just or an extra body.
To play the wing somewhere or be an extra body, but Dean loves him. So I guess I'm a little bit confused in this case what he would add exactly. But I have not seen him play enough, and there is a chance that those who have would consider him to be an upgrade on Goudreau because Goudreau can skate. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we've seen him have good games, and we've sort of seen him disappear. And I guess if your feeling is that you would be adding what you consider to be a pretty much a clear-cut playmaker to the Boldy line with Fiala, that could be attractive. I will say this. If you got this guy, Fiala, for sure, staying put. That's the one thing. Like the Fiala thing outside of this, I think his name would probably be included. I would think that there would be no way that his name would even come up in the conversation between Bill Guerin and the Ottawa Senators.
No, and Tierney's still 27 years old, so it's not like this is some guy who can't skate anymore and is slowed down. Like he's still a young guy and he's played in 40 playoff games. He went to the Stanley Cup with the Sharks 5 years ago. So I think that's probably the lure from Bill Guerin as well. He sees a guy who's been to the dance and has been to the playoffs before, plays an important position. I know a lot of people just kind of see that as boring and you're basically upgrading Frederick Goudreau. Who cares? The little things like that, having a guy who's playoff tested and has been there and done that over Frederick Goudreau, that could be an improvement. So I wouldn't rule it out. And I wouldn't be, like I said, I'm not going to be applauding Bill Guerin up and down, which I mostly have done, that he made this trade. But it could make you a better team if you're able to pull it off.
Would Goudreau move to the fourth line in place of Dewar?
Probably.
I've playoff wise, I'm guess. I don't think maybe. Goudreau would. I don't think Goudreau would be scratched.
Goudreau.
So I'm trying to think of Dean loves him, and so if you made this trade, I think Goudreau gets bounced to the fourth line. But I don't think Sturm plays that role really well. Like Sturm deserves to keep the role that he has. Dewar's been a nice find, but Goudreau wouldn't slow that line down a bit.
No.
Duhaime, I think, stays in for sure. I'm just trying to think this through as far as what will the Wild, what do they want to do playoff-wise as far as construction goes. And Dewar's been a really nice player, a really nice find. I don't know that they're in love with the thought of him playing in the spring. So they might take Goudreau, who also has had some playoff success for sure, and move him to a fourth line. Mm-hmm. Anyway, just a thought.
I think in general he's a nice player. He's a solid player. You can probably get for a fifth or sixth round pick. I just wouldn't dismiss it. I wouldn't be completely out on that trade. It could help you. It could really help you.
Okay, but before we bring up the name that I don't believe has been talked about a lot and that you're excited to talk about, I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you offended that I didn't even in my notes include the name of another guy mm-hmm. that you like a lot? Thomas Hertl of San Jose. One, the Sharks are playing pretty damn well. And two, I think the asking price there would be far more than Bill Guerin would want to pay.
Again, he's a UFA, but he's probably someone who would cost more than Claude Giroux given his age and given his production. I like Giroux. Sharks are starting to play a little bit better. It looks like they might be turning things around a little quicker. They're probably reluctant to give up on Hertl unless they were blown away. I love Thomas Hertl.
Or they think they can't sign him.
Yeah.
There's a chance that they think they can't sign him, but I just think that their ask is going to be massive.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see Bill Guerin giving up a massive haul.
I agree. So for those reasons, I understand why he didn't include it. But if they can still pull it off, I'm for it. I really am. He's
awesome.
I
don't think they can.
But I don't think they can either. So for now, okay. We'll table that conversation. We'll table it.
Okay. Last name. Drum roll, please. Or at least the reckless speculation sounder. Give me something.
Reckless speculation.
Declan, the name that you unveiled, who happens to play his home games in Elmont, New York. Go ahead.
All right. Bear with me, folks. Bear with me before you just absolutely... Put the pitchforks already. Ready.
This is unfair to me.
Easter. I think there's a serious case that the Wild could make a run at Brock Nelson. Brock Nelson.
Play it!
Reckless speculation!
Hockey Whisperer.
Juicy rumors!
So, number one, hometown boy, Brock Nelson, fan of bunnies with Judd Zolgad. I think Judd has seen... Have you seen Brock at bunnies before? Or is that Anders Lee?
Anders Lee, because he grew up in Edina.
Yeah.
Brock is a War Road product, home of one Jess Myers, friend
That's
of the
right,
show.
Friend of the show. All right, so Brock Nelson, let's kind of dissect this. Under cap hit, or has a cap hit of $6 million for the next three seasons after this. Now, he'll be 30, 31, 32 at that time. So he's potentially entering outside the peak of his career, but still a very productive player with New York. Just this season, he has 20 points in 27 games, 13 goals. He's usually good for 25 goals. Does a decent job on all facets of the game. And $6 million for Brock Nelson, I can get down with that. The reason why I also think they do this is Lou Lamoriello is always looking to do things. He's always looking to shake things up. The Islanders were a cup favorite. I think maybe you and or myself picked them in the preseason to go to the Stanley Cup. They got off to such a horrible start that there could be a case that there actually could be sellers at the trade deadline. They're 15, 15, and 6 right now. Things haven't gone according to plan. I think with Lou Lamoriello's need to always shake things up, that you can make a case that the Wild could be in on bringing a hometown boy back home. He has a modified no-trade clause, so he has a 10-team no-trade list. I'm assuming the Wild aren't on that list. I could be wrong.
16 teams, but I'm sure you're right. I'm sure that he would
sign
off.
I'm assuming he'd be okay with that trade. Now, again, the cost is going to be a lot. I think it's multiple first-round picks. I think it's Adam Beckman going back, a legitimate prospect that they'd want back. If you swung a trade for Brock Nelson, I'm all in and, like, seriously, let's not start playing the parade. I'd give up multiple first-round picks and Adam Beckman. I'd start
there. And Rossi?
Potentially.
Wow. Wow, that is so reckless. Play the damn sounder again.
One more time. Here we go.
You are out of
line. Reckless speculation.
You are out of line. Order in the reckless speculation court. Okay, so here's why I'm going to tell you right now, you can't dismiss this. Lou Lamoriello was Bill Guerin's first GM. Bill Guerin has, in my opinion, a better bedside manner than Lou. Lou is a complete FU guy. Like, he is a business. He is always in a suit. He's a great executive. He's fantastic. But I mean, he is, he's sort of a scary guy. He's not big, but he's a scary guy. But Bill Guerin learned a lot from Lou, and Bill Guerin knows how Lou works. And Bill Guerin, keep in mind, was actively a couple years back until it fell through, trying to trade Zach Parise at the time, and had a deal basically worked out to Lou, and something happened. We still don't know exactly what that killed said trade. But the point is, they've done business before. They will do business again. And the other thing too is, while this is a complete long shot, while you cannot dismiss that talks at least are ongoing, keep in mind, in Lou's world, if it gets out, it's often a dead deal. And so this would be the this type of trade would be the last thing. And I'm not saying it's in the works, okay? But just hear me out. This would be the type of thing where this trade wouldn't be known until it's probably made. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, you get Claude Giroux being shopped. Well, of course he is, you know, Miller's being shopped. Well, yeah. But Lou operates in a veil of secrecy and Bill Guerin knows that. And so I think the price tag is too much. I think it sounds in some ways with the kid coming home too good to be true. But all of that being said, Declan, I love where your mind is at. Sports on your mind's in the right place.
In terms of embracing the reckless speculation lifestyle, this is completely reckless. This is exactly what we've always been discussing and talk about. Now, I hope I didn't just kill the idea by speaking into the existence. If there was,
you might have killed it.
I might have killed
it. Like, bleep you, yeah, Billy Guerin.
Billy has my number. Here he is. He's calling right now. He's calling right now. I'm sorry, Billy. Billy, I'm sorry. I just think this would be a fun trade to make. You talk about like making a statement and saying, no, we're all in and we're going to go for the cup right now. Like Brock Nelson would be that guy. He would be that guy.
You would have to subtract Fiala for sure. Correct.
Yeah. I mean,
because of Brock's contract and you going into salary cap hell for 3 years.
Yeah. At the end of the day, and I do put some of the cap gymnastics aside to make this trade happen, obviously for just the thought of it, but long-term, like in the off season, Fiala or Dumba are gone. Like then it's a foregone conclusion. One of them is gone.
Or you include Fiala if Lou would take him, which he might not want him. Mm-hmm. He's not really it might be a Lou player.
What about, all right, here's another idea. What about two first round picks and Kalen Addison? They get a nice defenseman that they can plug and play basically right now. They get two draft picks.
The Wild have some defensemen coming up.
And even though the Islanders are going through a snipe, I don't see them being this bad again.
All right. What if it is, and I might be putting too much stock in Brock right now, but just off the top of my head, what if it is, the ask is a first round pick, Marco Rossi and Kalen.
Oh, that's a lot.
I wouldn't do that, but I'm just saying they'll, but Lou would start. That's from where Lou would. Yeah, that's trying to get your.
Yeah, it's not about
prospect, which I think is worth it.
when we make these reckless speculation trades.
Reckless speculation.
It's not about just, you know, finding a needle in a haystack and finding a sucker, as I like to say in trade talks. It's not about finding a sucker because I don't think Lou's a sucker. Like
no, Lou Lamoriello is genius.
The idea of getting Chris Tierney and him, you know. Becoming and blossoming and being the player he was in San Jose, and then Ottawa looks like a sucker. Like that could be, that has more moves, has more legs to be a sucker than you making a trade for JT Miller or Giroux or even Brock Nelson. But that's the kind of cost that it would, that's kind of the acquisition that it would cost, is probably multiple draft picks and or one, if not two, of your top prospects.
And Brock is, I believe, right now, I think he is on the Islanders' depth chart for line combinations. I believe he is their second center.
Yeah.
Here you could plug him between Zuccarello or Kaprizov, or again with Boldy, because
dude, Brock Nelson with Boldy,
the Hartman
and Fiala
thing works. Yeah. So and
sign me
and
up.
And that gives you, if you think, and I know he's not great on faceoffs, but if you think that Hartman is the answer, you now have Hartman, Brock Nelson, Erickson Ek, and Sturm.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty solid. That's damn solid.
Yeah.
So anyway,
wow.
Final thoughts. I mean, you are going to get hammered on Twitter.
I know.
You are going to be, I'm going to predict right now, bloggers, at least one will get you.
Yep.
I think you might make the blog of a guy who in the press box talks to you.
No, I don't think he'll. I don't think he'll
I think he might rip you. I think he might rip you, and I won't be surprised. In fact, I might tip him off right now.
Get on the train. Brock Nelson, bring him
off. I might tip him off right now. Declan Goff, irresponsible. The same guy. You know what? You didn't do the one thing in this entire episode. We did an entire episode, Judd's Hockey Show, Reckless Speculation Edition. Not once did you try and trade everybody's favorite goaltender, Jesper Wallstedt.
No, I did not. This is not, no. And the Islanders have their goaltending figured out, so that's why I didn't even include Jesper. So right. I'm not.
You know who loves
I'm
this?
Not worried about that. Who?
You know who loves this?
Who's that?
Mr. Hockey himself, little Gordie Howe for you.
Little Gordie, yeah.
And not Mr. just Gordie, Hockey. But also the greatest defenseman of all time, Bobby Robert Gordon Orr to you, Mr. Orr.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies.
All right, I'm done.
Hit the subscribe button. Daily Minnesota Sports Entertainment. We'll be back probably this weekend, too, to break down some more WOW games. This has been Judd's Hockey Show, a reckless edition of Judd's Hockey Show. I need a smoke.